The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Radiate Wellness Podcast with your host, metaphysician, Reiki master, and hypnotherapist, Christy Clemens Hoffman. Each week, we will discover teachings, tips, and tools to radiate your best life ever with practitioners, authors, and luminaries to help you on your path. Wellness, joy, peace, abundance. What do you want to radiate?
Welcome back to the Radiate Wellness Podcast. Today, we radiate freedom with LaShonda Janay, who is an Equus life coach and quantum energy healer, as well as an alignment coach. Many, many things that LaShonda does. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
We've known each other for several years now. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Probably since 2018.
I came to you for healing and you were amazing. You still are amazing. But now you're doing more things. I think you started off with access bars. Is that right?
So I started off with Body Talk, whole healthcare system.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before then, there's a whole nother story. But my core modality is Body Talk, whole healthcare system, which is a consciousness energy based healthcare system.
Yeah. How'd you get into all of this stuff in the first place?
I was not feeling well. So I chose to seek natural things because the modern way was just not working for me. So, and then I discovered that I have a natural gift. So my family is sick. And so I was just determined to like figure out something that I can offer or a resource for my family. So that's really, it was like, okay, yes, though I had my things, it was ultimately like, how can I serve them? How can I offer new awarenesses outside of modern medicine, kind of help get to the truth of the fact of the matters of illness, disease in the body?
Yeah. Now, I'm one of these energy workers, mystics, metaphysicians
yes.
who believe in modern medicine. I know it has its place, but not for everything. Yeah. I remember I came to you, I think it was because my shoulder was frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that helped a lot. Something newer relatively for you, and that is the Equus coaching.
Yes.
Coaching with horses. That is just, I don't even have words how cool that is.
Yes, it's so fun. So I had an experience. One of my clients back in the day when I was at Your Wellness Connection, she invited me to have an experience with this because she was getting trained. And so I was like, yeah. And I was going through a divorce at the time. So going through that divorce at the time, sometimes you have stories and desires running in your head. And even though it's not really incongruent with what your truth is. And so with that experience she gave me was showed me that though I felt a certain way or I thought that I did, the horse showed me that I was out of congruence and it's time to move forward and let go. And, you know, so that was magnificent. And then I was like, okay, let me just see how this aligns with what I do. And I was like, I really do not choose to work with humans. And so I was like leaning towards working with more animals, doing healing work on the animals, traveling throughout the world, working on a horse. I mean, from horses to elephants to all the wild. So that was my interest. And I was leaning towards that. And it just never worked because COVID hit. I couldn't get to Canada to get that training. I couldn't do the things. So, and a friend of mine, he was like, he's very, very prophetic. He was like, no, do this program. And so I was like, okay, all right. So here I did the program and I was so grateful because it continued to show me how incongruence can sneak in. It's so sneaky. Mm-hmm. And how alignment was truth. And the more I was around the horses, I had zero horse experience. Zero.
I was wondering about that. Yeah.
Zero horse experience. And that experience of just choosing to learn something new while going through menopause, while going through Kundalini yoga instructor training, this was something that I had to fulfill to offer my clients and people in the world. Still with the caveat in the back of my mind, I am a healer of the people and the animals, you know. And the more I was around people and training inside of this, I realized that I love people just as much as I love animals. And healing to the core soul truth of the matter of people and things is personal. And it's so needed. And the horse is a great, great, great co-facilitator in showing people and helping. So
amazing. So how does it work with the horses? You said that they can pick up on incongruity. Well, let's start with that. Let's start with incongruity. Let's just start with a base level definition of what you mean by that.
Yep. Incongruent. So sometimes we can think our way through life and not feel, even though we're feeling at the same time. So it's like a suppression of the feelings, throws us out of congruence of our truth, making our lives really hard. And that's where disease sets up. And the horse will pick up on that. They pick up on truth. They're truth animals. They're magnificent beings. And so they pick up on your blood pressure, your heart rate, your true emotion versus what you're saying. And it's just kind of how they operate in their own lives, in their own herds. And so when a human comes in and they're like, let me see an example. Well, I would love to remain in this marriage, even though it's toxic, because I love this person. And the horse is like, nope, they'll just walk away because their heart is just like, their heart is trying to make a compromise per se. And no, the horse is like, no, you don't have time for this. You're not telling the truth to yourself. How can you become in alignment with your truth and trust the process and be free like me? And then a client could come and they'll be like, well, they're in their truth. They're speaking it out loud. It hurts. They're crying out there with the horse, and the horse would just hug them. So it's not about like being super positive. It's just really about being authentically true with what you feel in that very moment. And honor that. And they are there. And then I ask really great questions to kind of help turtle step the next step for that person to know freedom in their life. And so that's been a joy, because coaching is about asking the proper questions. It's not about telling people what to do, but the horse will give feedback. It's straight up in your face feedback. And it's beautiful to see how clients interpret it, and it all unfolds pretty well to where it's giving them little bitty micro nuggets or sometimes quantum leaps to go into their lives with this new awareness, over and over again. And next thing you know, it's transforming and they know a new them. And it could disrupt their life a little bit, but they'll be happier because they'll be in their truth.
Yeah, that makes sense. So the horse is serving in a way as a lie detector.
Yes, not just a lie detector, but a nurturer, because they reward truth as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So what are some of the signs that you see from horses when someone is not in alignment? Can you tell?
They'll walk away. They will they get this really interesting look sometimes. It's like, you know how the puppies do the puppy shake? Like, huh? Horses be like, and then just turn their butts against you. I mean, it's just, and some clients just don't know how to play because they just don't have access to it and haven't done it in a long time because they're tired. So sometimes the horse will invite the person to play by just like nudging up against them and or nurturing, like I said. But that's out of congruency will show up. They'll go to the whole other side of the arena and won't turn around until you're talking. And I'm asking these appropriate questions and they are gaining awareness. Like, what was that? What does that mean to you when someone walks away from you like that? Right. And so it's like, oh, and then the moment they're processing through it, next thing you know, they're coming back. And the horse comes back and it's a beautiful thing. And you don't have to do anything because they're listening. So I'm listening. I'm looking at all of the stress cues of the horse, and as well as keeping the person safe. But the stress cues of the horse, and when they are tuned in and tapped into the human, it's magical.
Anybody who spends time with horses knows how magical they really are, how connected they really are, and how magnificent they are. You know, they really are amazing beings, and they have a connection to us that I think sometimes it's hard to understand for people, right? Did it take you by surprise working with horses?
Interesting question, because I was deathly afraid of them.
I know a lot of people are. That's why I asked.
So before I got to this point, I was at a body talk training in South Dakota, and went to a colleague's barn on a full moon, and it was downloaded to me I was to be working with horses. So that was my first experience working with a horse, not even working with a horse, but allowing a horse to work with me. And I rode them bareback for the first time. I mean, it's just like, and they give such a great gift to the human. They don't have to, but they do. And it's beautiful. I don't know. It's a divine assignment, I think.
I think it is too. You know, not everybody is called to work with horses like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you know people who do flowtrition and other types of energy work, that part of that training to fight is working on horses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they receive energy. They are energy, I don't know, refiners. That's how I see them. And they really get the process and understand the work and the importance of it, right? Bond so quickly.
Yeah, they do.
So how can you tell when a client is in congruence, when they're in alignment? What does the horse tell you?
Yep. So there's activities we do out there, depending on, because the person, some people come to me, have no horse experience, and I teach them step by step. I don't just throw them in there, just go out there with a horse. No.
Right.
I have to learn how to walk with the lead line first. And sometimes if a client is out of congruence, are they just too fearful? Actually, they don't even backspace delete the fearful part. The horse will follow them. And then when we take them off lead, the horse will continue to follow them if they're in congruence. Yeah. And so then we'll take them off halter and the horse will just come to them and just follow them and be a part of their energy, be a part of their emotional process. So they'll be with them because they're herd animals. They'll be with them. And you can just tell, like, they'll ask to be petted, or they'll ask just to have their heads on a specific body part or a chakra. And that part makes me cry. Like internally, I'll be like, oh my God, you know, it's helping that human heal. And it's great. They'll be with you. They'll be with you.
Yeah.
They'll follow you with their heads down. They join up with you.
Do you have to work with the horse and like train it in a way to do this?
I could do this with wild horses.
Oh my gosh.
No, you don't have to. They are innately here to offer that to the human. You can take any horse pretty much. If you're in congruence, they will lay down with you. They will roll with you. I have several clients like to blow off stress and steam and teach the human how to play. They'll drop to the ground and roll just to give permission. It's okay to be in winter and not want to move and fall to the ground and just roll if that's all you can do. So, yeah. Nope, I don't have to do anything.
No, you just show up with the client. Now, do you have your own horse that you use for this work?
Nope. I rent the barn and I rent their horses. And the stable is in Lee's Summit.
Yeah. So you see clients there in Lee's Summit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lee's Summit, Missouri. Mm-hmm.
Lee's Summit, Missouri. Yeah, we have listeners all. You know, if you want to work with LaShonda, you'd need to be here in Lee's Summit. Are there people who do this everywhere?
Yep, it's throughout the world. We have certified equus coaches in England, Dubai, all over the place. Yeah. And then it's heavy in the United States. It's heavy. It's getting heavier in the United States. But there is another Equus certified Equus coach here in town. Well, actually, it's a couple that's working with horses and war veterans in this work.
I've heard of the work with veterans and people.
Yes.
PTSD through military, yes. Right? And also, you know, first responders, et cetera. So what can this Equus therapy do for first responders, PTSD sufferers?
So it takes me back to when I was in Arizona at my last on-site before, when I was testing. Mm-hmm. One guy, he was dealing with that PTSD. I don't know if he was a vet, but he has the anxiety, PTSD stuff going on. He said he has never experienced so much love in his life. And he just wanted more. And that was, it was just so magical to see him and how he was in his truth, honoring like, this is me, this is where I'm at. And they just take care of you. The join up was instantly. So it helps decrease their anxiety and their stress. One thing about being with horses and out there or even in nature, what we feel, it helps balance our energies. And the horse in another modality, if they're around you, they're processing your stuff. They're helping you heal on a quantum level.
Oh my God.
And so you're going to walk away different. Your cells are going to know a different awareness. So that coupled with abuse or PTSD or substance or whatever, it's very nurturing to the nervous system. Very.
You know, it's hard to be angry or sad or upset when you're around animals.
Yeah.
You know, and this is another question I had for you is that, you know, I'm bipedal. I have two cats and a dog. So, you know, I have two kinds of the most popular types of pets, and they're huge stress relief. What is it that's special about horses in this?
Yeah, so their heart energy field is like half the size of a football field.
Wow.
So when their heart energy goes out and it's encompassing everything and everybody, it's a constant regulating. They are able to nurture or send energy. They're able to meet you where you are if you're in your truth, or they're going to show you when you're not. Other animals can do it too. They're just heart energy, their heart. And, you know, if you check out Heart Math, they talk about the heart energy and how it just goes out. And they teach you how to love. They teach you how to be in your truth mainly, mostly. But like even the doggies and the cats, they do the same thing in their own way. So yeah, that's what I would say. Horses do it in a grander way.
They really are magnificent beings. They're magnificent animals. There is something magical about being around them. You know, I love my cats. I love my dog. But there's something different about horses. You said you've worked with elephants too?
My intention was not in a group session. Her name is Lucia Jacobs. She does Lincoln Awareness, and so she helps. She gives healing sessions, group healing sessions, and we are able to be a part of that. But no, my intention was to go with her and be in that energy. But that was my intention. Yeah, I would love that.
I think that, you know, working with elephants would also be very, very rewarding, and dolphins. I think that is the thing, that you can actually swim with dolphins and, you know, play with them and enjoy them. Yeah, that is amazing. You do other stuff too. You do a lot.
I have a broad toolbox.
You got tools.
Yes.
Your quantum energy healing. Tell me about that. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I would like to ask you a few simple favors. First of all, please rate, review, and share this podcast wherever you're listening. You know, it sounds like a simple little thing, and it is, but it has a huge impact for us because it helps other people find us in the podcasting algorithms. I don't know how it works, but I do know that it helps a lot. Next, if you would subscribe or follow wherever you're listening, whether that's YouTube or Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, Spotify, wherever you're listening. Just hit subscribe or follow, and that helps you and it helps us. It helps you because then you receive notifications when we have a new episode that's out. It helps us because, again, algorithm, magic, I don't know what happens, but it helps. And then finally, you can support our podcast in a tangible way by going to radiatewellnesscommunity.com/podcast and then click on support the show. Now, we have a new feature too. We are now on Patreon. You can find us on Patreon. You can also find the link to Patreon when you go to radiatewellnesscommunity.com/podcast. So on Patreon, for $3 a month or $5 a month, you can support your metaphysical and spiritual growth. You can learn about upcoming guests, and you can get early and ad-free versions of the shows. So please support us. This podcast is free for you to listen, but we have costs, and quite frankly, they come out of my pocket. So if you like this content, if you get a lot out of it, please see what you can do to give back. Thank you so much.
As I mentioned, body talk's my core modality for multiple reasons. And so you can see the chart behind me. It's because of the last little bubble on there says other modalities. And it's about priority medicine. So it's about priority energy, the body, asking the body yes, no questions, the form of biofeedback, muscle checking. And the reason why I stick with this and I love it so much is because it's a roadmap, and the person is their own healer, have their own story, and using the innate wisdom to connect the dots of their personalized story makes it non-invasive, makes it safe, and makes it personal. And if I needed to refer out, their body is going to say, other modalities, refer. Or use something in your toolbox, you know? And so it's for any and everybody as it joins in with whatever else they got going on. But it's definitely, yeah, magical. It's quantum.
Right, right. Works on the quantum with the thoughts and the energy that we're putting out.
Yeah.
Stuff is stored in the body.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I work with people with all types of disease, disorder in the body. One of my favorite things to work with is the lymphatic drainage, as well as the microbiome and the epigenetic factors, because that is like the core of our essence. And then, so I was like, maybe this year I'll focus on just those three factors, because there's so many people with so much disease and dis-ease in their life and their bodies. And without doing some DNA repair and helping people stay clean in their lymphatics, it's just very important to feel good these days. So,
well, yeah, the lymph system is our first line of defense. And, and you know, being a fluid system within the body, fluids are emotion.
Yep.
And keep it moving.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. And emotions get stored in the lymph system. And if it's not moving properly, you're going to get sick. Your emotions are going to be out of whack. Your hormones is going to be jacked up. Your cardiovascular system is going to be affected. It's just.
Yeah. I'm just thinking I need to schedule an appointment. I need some of that. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
We got the lymphatic system. You do body talk. Body talk, it reminds me a lot of the body code, the emotion code. Are there similarities there?
I'm unaware of the emotion code. I feel like body talk is more holistic, but that's just me not knowing a lot about body code. I think I read the book on it, but you know, so I just, yeah. So I'm not sure to answer that question. Yeah. I'm like, I'm really not sure how to answer that question. I can only clarify what body talk is and what it does. Yeah.
No, and knowing my experience with you with body talk, I know that there are many charts and books and things that it's like a huge, vast resource, what can be trapped where and how that works and how to relate. Yeah. Right. It's a huge body of study behind that.
Yes.
Now you also do Reiki.
Yep. So I'm a certified Reiki master, and I also teach access bars and offer access bar sessions, which is great. Access bars is 32 points on the head. And it reminds me of like just wiping away all of your stuff just so you can have some expansive in space. And it's really good. I get my bars ran. I try to get it ran every couple of weeks, but every day would be great. Because it does add clarity, but I have other tools like body talk cortices to kind of help balance my brain. And Body Intuitive also has a whole reset thing going on too. So, but yeah, I love me some access bars. The important thing about access bars is touch. Humans require touch.
We do.
We require touch to the heal. We require touch. And that's what makes that one really so good, because it helps people learn how to receive.
I know. And, you know, you're a Midwest woman. I'm a Midwest woman. We Midwest women do not learn how to receive, you know, and that's a sad state of affairs.
Yes.
Because that's being in our feminine. Yeah.
So I'm learning.
Yeah. That's because we are human beings, not human ours. We yes. are being, we are being, we are learning, we are transforming. Yeah. Joy about you is that you learn, you're always learning and you're always bringing new stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I was like thinking about going to get my PhD. I was like, wait till I have a husband or something. I'm doing
it now. Gonna have to have somebody wash the dishes and vacuum while I maybe support me, rub my feet or something. Hey, you know, you know what you need and you know what it takes. You're going to get a PhD one of these days. I know you will.
If it's priority.
Right, right. Oh, my God. So you got, I mean, you got into this whole thing to help the people around you, to take care of your family. I'm assuming that everybody's taken care of now. Everybody's, you know, you've gotten everybody up to a certain level of health and well-being. What's your why now?
Everybody that is underneath my voice and see my eyes, I would love for them to know and be aware of quantum energy healing, period. And be it through the coaching or through the energy work. And I am abundant. And anybody else out there that does any type of quantum energy, anything, everybody on earth that has a heartbeat, needs to know, at least be aware to be able to choose this, because this is truth medicine.
Boom. Truth medicine. I love that. You know, I go to Unity. It's no secret to anybody who knows me that I'm a Unity lady. So, I mean, that's our teachings. We teach, you know, your thoughts create your reality through prayer and affirmative prayer and meditation. I bring out the good in my life. I mean, this is all quantum level stuff. It is truth medicine. Everybody needs to know that everything we're seeing around us and within us is our own creation. Period. Yeah.
The first time somebody told me that was the body talk practitioner. She's a colleague now. She's here in North Kansas City. Oh my God. I was still married. And the first meeting, she says, "You created this." I was so offended. I was like, hell no, I wouldn't create this suffering. And that was the light bulb. I started paying attention.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if I'm creating this, because I was a deep Bible thumper back then. So I was. And so I was like, okay.
You mean God's not punishing me?
Right? God's not punishing.
You mean that other guy's not entirely in the wrong?
Granted, he's a lovely person.
Right.
And
right.
And we all have our trauma.
Right.
So just saying. But when she said that, it was an awareness to me that like hit me like a Mack truck. But
dang, that is a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
That'll pull the rug out from under you.
Yeah. Yeah. So at that point, I was like, okay, I will get body talk until I heal that part of me. Whatever attracted that, I will. And so I became a very addicted body talk client because I wanted to heal the things that was causing me suffering in my body and my outside world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Buddha taught thousands of years ago, or I should say Siddhartha Gautama taught us thousands of years ago, that the only source of suffering is our thoughts and our attachment.
Yeah.
Right? This is not a secret, and yet we've made it that way in many circles.
Mm-hmm. So how can we get that message into kindergarten classrooms?
Thank you.
Right. I'm like, how early can a person know and be aware of that? The better. That way they're not blaming their parents or their spouses or their divorced ex-spouses or people, right? Get that awareness at infancy.
This is precisely why I teach Sunday school.
Nice.
Unity Temple. Yes. So the kids know this.
It's important.
Can you imagine how different your life would be if you had known about the quantum field and the true role of our thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be so different today.
For sure. But I got to pass it on to our daughter. So that's nice.
Yeah. She's an amazing human.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to be remiss in leaving out your coaching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One-on-one life alignment coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak to that a bit?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to say, with the certified coaching through the Equus Coaching, I am ACC qualified, international certified coach, international through the ICF, International Coaching Federation. So I'm in the process of finalizing all of that, but it makes me a badass coach. And so coupled with the energy medicine and the natural intuitive stuff, channeling, all of that I offer one-on-one life coaching. And during that, you get cleared. You're actually inside of a continual energy session, but you're the guide. You're the client is the guide of their session. And then we clear that stuff away out of the cells down to a quantum level so that they can, I don't want to say and promise a quantum leap, but shift and transformation happens. And yeah, so that is what that's about. It's all on Zoom, one-on-one, and it's transformational. It's kind of woo-woo, but it's transformational. I'm all about the woo-woo.
That's why I like you. That's why we're friends.
Yes. So I don't know. I'm like, what did I say on my website about it? I don't even know. I can't remember, but sometimes I have to remember.
I know, right? Yeah. It's like, how does that work? Charge for that? How do I have that set up?
I looked at my LinkedIn profile just yesterday and I read my description. I was like, exactly, I needed to be reminded of that. That's exactly who I am and what I'm about.
Exactly. Right? Sometimes we do need these reminders. We get down in the weeds so often.
Yes.
We lose that congruity with ourselves.
Yes.
That alignment.
That's why we need community. Communities and friends are very important.
Yeah, say more about that.
So just humans to humans, and we need each other to heal. Our energies, I like to think of it like Kingpin back in, you know, the Peanuts. He had that little dusty pig pen. Yeah, pig pen. And so that's what we are. But in the dust is healing. Everybody's dust is healing. That human connection is healing. We can't clear the dust. The dust will never go away because we'll always continue to grow and pull back layers. So that's our energy. That's our energy field, right? Someone within 15 feet of you, you can have control over their blood pressure, their emotional state. And so that part helps us be just walking healers. Being like trees, walking trees. We are communicating without communicating all the time. And that's how we also heal. And so it's very important to be around people that are looking for that and wanting to hold that space for that, because sickness and negativity and all of that, it has its place, but let's bring in some love and some light and some positivity, and so we all can heal. So that is what I mean by that. That's how kind of how I'm like, okay, the moment that I am in here, okay, nobody's in my, I live in a one bedroom apartment. Nobody's in my energy field but me, unless they think about me. And yeah. The moment that their thoughts go on me, they could be across the country. Now I can feel their energy. But they're either sending light energy and healing energy, or they're sending some stuff that's like, ow, ow, you know? And so the same thing, we need each other. We need community. We need each other, kind of like the trees and the birds and the bees. We're nature.
We are. We forget that. We live in boxes and houses. Yes. Yeah. We drink water out of pipes.
And we still get diarrhea from that. I mean, anyway, so. I just said that.
You're so real. But we do. But we do need each other. I mean, we're constantly, you know, and I hate to say approval seeking or validation seeking, but we are. Mm-hmm. You know, that is like, I see you, and being seen in return. That is validation. That is affirmation, right? That I am saying words to you and you're replying with your own words. That is validation. And that is an affirmation, right? We need that. I can sit here and talk to myself all day, but until I talk with another, I don't feel like that I've connected. And then affirmation is so important.
Yes, it's so important.
And we hold mirror to each other too.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, just not quite, maybe not quite the same extent as the horses do.
Yeah.
But I love what you said about how we can affect someone's heart rate and their blood pressure from just 15 feet, 15 yards away. And I feel that's absolutely true.
Yep.
Wow. Is there anything else that we need to know about LaShonda Janae and what you have to offer?
I just joined the psychotherapist office as their energy healer. It's downtown Kansas City every Thursday. So if you know anybody that is looking for some healing in any type of way and just open to what's possible, it'd be really transformative. I also offer remote sessions and have another option for another location if need to be. So that, and I just, let's help heal each other. In the world. I don't know. I think I'm pretty magnificent. I don't get out enough. So if anyone wants to connect, I would love to connect. And that's just my own thing. I don't get out enough. And I would love to do that.
Put yourself out there. We all need a little bit of LaShonda magic.
Here to give it.
Your website is LaShondaJanae.com. Don't worry about the thing, everybody. I'll put it in the show notes. Click it from the show notes. And you can even book a session on your website.
Yep. Yeah. Follow me on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah. All of the things. The platform.
All the things.
Yeah. Join my email list. So
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been super fun.
Yes, I agree.
I think everybody needs a little bit of LaShonda, so please get in touch with her.
Thank you.
Radiate Wellness is an international community of holistic and alternative healers dedicated to helping you create spiritual, energetic, and physical well-being. To learn more about our practitioners, services, classes, and events, or to schedule an appointment, visit us at radiatewellnesscommunity.com.